I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh said Monday North Korea has sent about 10,000 troops to Russia to train and fight in Ukraine within the next several weeks. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte earlier Monday confirmed recent Ukrainian intelligence reports that some North Korean military units were already in the Kursk region.
The deployment of North Korean troops represents one, a significant escalation in the DPRK's ongoing involvement in Russia's illegal war. Two, yet another breach of UN Security Council resolutions. And three, a dangerous expansion of Russia's war.
The death toll is mounting from the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Israel's offensive in Gaza has killed over 43,000 Palestinians, according to local health authorities, who do not differentiate between militants and civilians, but say more than half were women and children. The ministry says that tally includes 96 dead who arrived at hospitals in Gaza over the past 2 days, and that more than 101,000 have been wounded in the war, which began after militants from Hamas and other groups stormed into Israel, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducting 250 others. I'm Julie Walker.
Britain's top diplomat says the Israeli government has told him that its military operation in Lebanon will end soon. Foreign Secretary David Lammy told lawmakers on Monday he spoke to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, on Sunday.
He sought to reassure me that the operation that is currently underway, the targeted operation by the Israelis, would come to an end shortly.
This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Georgians massed outside Parliament Monday demanding the annulment of the weekend parliamentary election that the president has alleged was rigged with the help of Russia. The rally deepened the political crisis in the South Caucasus country, where the governing Georgian Dream Party has become increasingly authoritarian and tilted toward Moscow. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump headlined a rally at New York's Madison Square Garden on Sunday that began with a series of vulgar and racist remarks by allies of the former president. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Trump sought to use the iconic venue to deliver his closing argument against Democratic candidate Kamala Harris.
No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual.
Warming up the crowd included a number of pro-Trump celebrities, including former wrestler Hulk Hogan and a comedian named Tony Hinchcliffe, who made this joke.
Going on, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
A senior advisor to the Trump campaign told Reuters that the joke about Puerto Rico, quote, does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign. While Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, residents of the island cannot vote in U.S. general elections. And the joke at the rally sparked immediate pushback from Democrats, who said it fit with a Republican campaign characterized by derogatory and dehumanizing language. Vice President Harris happened to visit a Puerto Rican restaurant in Philadelphia earlier that day, as she campaigned in the critical swing state of Pennsylvania. She posted a video on social media promising to, quote, invest in Puerto Rico's future as president. Harris has hosted a string of star-studded rallies, appearing alongside Beyoncé in Houston on Friday night and former First Lady Michelle Obama on Saturday. Polls ahead of the November 5th election show the candidates essentially tied.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Chad's presidency said Monday unidentified assailants killed at least 40 soldiers during an overnight attack on a military base in the country's west. Chad's president, Idriss Déby, visited the base on an island in the country's lake region Monday morning and announced the launch of a military operation to track the assailants. Chad has long battled with an insurgency in the country's west near the border with Nigeria. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.